secure the establishment of which Americans claim that they're sick and tired of. Furthermore, they individually define out as to being the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order, that is needed to keep pushing the agenda forward, for they are no threat to the establishment that they make claim to be exposing. Let us start out with dazed and confused Ben Shapiro, who not only denies the Christ, but believed that Jesus was a Jew who led up a revolt against the Romans and got killed just like a lot of Jews who were crucified for the same thing, said Ben.
No. We don't even believe he's a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
Well, Ben, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Apparently, Ben knows more than the very God that he declares to believe in outside of the Savior that was and is sent on his behalf. Oh, how it stands true when Jesus said that he came unto his own and his own received him not. Hey, Ben, wisdom will not long hold a seat in the head of that man who has yielded up his heart to folly. What about Glenn Beck? In his confusion, he goes on the air with this panel of handpicked guests that are calling out radical Muslim Ilhan Omar's subversive crimes, who, without a doubt, is playing a very dangerous game in attacking the American system of government merely to overthrow and to conquer. This, no one can deny. Not even Ilhan, who is telling you through her actions, which speak louder than words, what she is all about.
But I don't think any of them realize that people like myself and many of the people in this room can care less about what they have to say, because we know who we are and where we belong and what we stand for.
Yet one panel member tells the listening and viewing audience that they need to temper down the rhetoric in dealing with her lawlessness. Yes, you heard me right. Friends, is this somehow a game? How does this make any sense? Maybe these spineless individuals on this panel should take the time to understand that hundreds of thousands of Americans have fought, bled, and died fighting against the very crimes that this panel member, in particular, is attempting to condition the American people to submit to, namely the likes of radicals such as Ilhan Omar. In other words, this panel member is saying that freedom is free and that freedom will remain without a fight. Not so. So then, I ask, what is the difference between him and Ilhan Omar being enemies to this country? There isn't one. He thinks that talk is going to get the job done when it will not. Just ask Ilhan Omar. What about Rush Limbaugh, a professing Christian conservative, who was married 4 times and divorced 3 different times. Rush might want to take time and read Matthew 5:32. It tells us that adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven. At his last wedding, Rush even hired sodomite Elton John to play for $1 million while marrying his new bride. You heard me right, $1 million. People must come to terms with the fact that these conservative talking heads are financially fed by staying loyal to their sponsors, not the American people. And how do they do that? By staying on cue as to what it is that they can and cannot talk about. This is how they make their millions, friends, and you will find that where their sponsors are, so will be their golden calves. These conservative talking heads are nothing but mere inquiring minds need to know gossips. They are simply conveying to their base the same message that the liberals are to their bases, except by the personalities that the people like the most. No wonder Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians. Friends, these are the blind leading the blind, and that's why America's in the ditch. These talking heads say the right things to them that don't know the difference. Now, I'm not saying that they've not done good things in the past, because they have, but I am saying that they're not the standard. But like lying and corrupt politicians, they are no different than those that they complain about, because they are securing their positions as well as the corrupt politicians and their positions. and in the end, solidifying the establishment that, again, everyone is complaining about. Yet they live by continuously feeding the air of politicians, and hypocrisy is nothing more than just talk. And why? It's because to go any further would be condemning and judgmental.
At least God glorified in us, and we in him, by his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you and yours, Mr. Bradley Dean, yours truly. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. And, oh my goodness, friends, are we under attack as usual. Now, I want to show you something really quick here, and what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes so you understand how this works. I'm just going to leave it as a cliffhanger for you, just what I said, so you understand how this works. I'm just going to give you a couple hits concerning the topics that need to be addressed again. Some people will say, well, we already knew some of this stuff. No, you don't. It's the same people doing other things that they shouldn't be doing, committing crimes, and I'm bringing it up again is because the people haven't resolved these issues by dealing with those that are creating the issues. Okay, read 59:14 of Isaiah when you get a moment. But I want to show you this really quick because what it is, it's the New American Magazine, and it talks about none other than Thomas Massey, who promised to bring forth the Epstein files. He had made claim that he had had all the signatures needed to bring it forth. We've heard not a word. Then we have Marjorie Taylor Greene here, who misses going around. And all of a sudden, just when we needed her the most, she's out there talking about all the issues that we're dealing with and how we're under attack as Americans. But yet again, we see no articles of impeachment. We see absolutely nothing to bring about prosecution of those that are committing the crimes that she's highlighting, which is completely backwards. And yet she's being sold to you as America's freedom fighter. Now, keep in mind, this is also the same Marjorie Taylor Greene. These are appeasers. That's all these people are, friends. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, the list goes on. You have to understand they're put in place to appease the people. Just like when I talk about Trey Gowdy, just like when I talked about Jason Chaffetz or Daryl Issa or Jim Jordan or Senator Cotton or Senator Kennedy, they're all there to do nothing but to put the American people back to sleep. If it wasn't true, again, I'm going to lay the question mark to you in your candor, and you can go ahead and answer it. Where is the justice that guards our liberties concerning all of their grillings? There is none. Okay, just to prove the point, now going back to none other than Marjorie Taylor Greene, another appeaser. Remember, she was the one that was talking about the Nazis and Joe Biden making people wear a mask, which they never had any constitutional authority to do, let alone taking experimental jabs that have murdered how many millions of people on the planet as we know it today. But interestingly enough, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's complaining about, you know, the pharmaceutical companies and how they're making so much money off of this whole pandemic during that particular time. Well, nobody took the time the way that we did to show you that she was actually buying stock into those pharmaceutical companies that she was complaining about. Okay, just so you know how you're getting your information through the CIA-controlled media, again, they're appeasers. The other one is Rand Paul. I love this one because I just think about the millions and millions of dollars they have received off of their ignorance, and I'm talking about the ignorant constituents that send them money time and time again every time they cry wolf, yet they bring no judgment forth. Now, let's go to Rand Paul really quick just to prove the point. During the first segment here, Rand Paul is the guy that has, he must have raised millions of dollars, literally, telling his constituents that he's got Fauci, he's busted him lying for lying to Congress, and the list goes on. By the way, for those that didn't know, Fauci's been committing crimes over and over and over again, decade after decade after decade against the people in this country. He's committed the act of genocide. What we've seen through the pandemic was nothing new. And you can rest assured 30 years ago when he committed his first crime and everybody knew about it, you had the appeasers there putting everybody back to sleep during his first man-made crisis, right? Jeremiah 11:9. Well, let's go fast forward back to Rand Paul, raising money off the ignorance of his constituents, sending him money on top of the fact that he's already getting paid $174,400 every year. Telling his constituents he's already getting paid to do his job, mind you, okay? But he says, I got him now. I need more money. Wait, why do you need more money? You haven't done what you swore to do concerning your oath. Ecclesiastes 5:4, Numbers 30, verse 2 is what that is. Deuteronomy 23:23, concerning your oath. You haven't done what you said you were going to do to that point. Concerning dealing with your enemies, both foreign and domestic, what's going on? Why are you asking for more money, Rand Paul? And then only to find out during the same pandemic, now this is what I want you to contemplate here, during the same pandemic, Rand Paul, because he's not his dad, you got to remember that. He's not his dad. Rand Paul, while he was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci for his crimes against humanity, his wife, this is a fact, his wife was going around the backs of the American people buying stock in Remdesivir. This is what they're selling you as the heroes of the day. Okay, the proof is in the pudding. If they're the real deal, then how come nobody's been incarcerated? How come nobody's been indicted? Folks, where are the indictments? Where are the articles of impeachment? Where are those prosecutorial measures that need to be taken to put a stop to the crimes in federal and state governments? We're not seeing any of that, are we? Nope. But again, what are they doing? They're selling them to you as the best that you have. I want to make sure that you understand that law in this country, Article 6, Section 2, it's the Supremacy Clause. The lawgiver and the law that he has implemented and bestowed upon us concerning the institution of government, concerning common law, is the standard. Not Marjorie Taylor Greene, not Thomas Massie, not Rand Paul, or none of those other said conservatives, which we call yesterday's liberals, because there's no difference, friends, and that's how it's been set up on purpose to divide and conquer the American people. Let me just add to that. If you don't know that they control both the narrative and the counter narrative, you're fast asleep, okay? You again, you have your eyes on your finger balls. I'm sorry, you got your finger on your eyeball. Because, folks, you're not paying attention to what you need to be paying attention to. I want to show you how they are in truth, and I'm going to show you how there's no difference, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to come right back on the other side. Okay, so I'm receiving message. Massie just passed the bill. Okay, Okay, but we'll see how it comes down. We want to see that. We're not saying it can't be done. We know it can be done. We just need someone with the intestinal fortitude to actually bring it to pass so we can hold these individuals accountable by the scruff of the neck and hold their feet to the fire. Isn't that right? Amen. Good for us. Let's see what happens with Massey. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt on that one, okay? But be careful with that. I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to show you Marjorie Taylor Greene crying all over herself, telling CNN that ratings are lower than a snake's belly, telling CNN that she's sorry, and she's apologizing for all the political rhetoric. Wait a second, Americans. Pay attention. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay, so just had someone send this over, wanted to highlight it just to keep up on the latest. I know what I did post to you was brand new as well. I just got that yesterday from Freedom Index, the New American Magazine, concerning Thomas Massey, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Rand Paul. I can chuckle at all of them, friends, safely. I can safely chuckle because, again, justice guards our liberties, and that's not what we're getting here. But to highlight you and to keep you abreast as to what's going on, House passes bill to force the release of the Epstein files, sending it to the Senate. Now, we did play some audio probably last month, I'm saying safely a month ago, concerning the fact somebody up higher in the FBI higher up in the ranks in the FBI, should I say, said that they're going to redact all of Donald Trump's names, but yet you can go and find court documents, which are easily accessible if you want to find the truth of the matter. So again, you're listening to the mainstream media and how they play games, and look at how long it's taken even to get these released. But again, we'll see what happens. We'll see what transpires when they're released. Now, let me go back to our friend Marjorie Taylor Greene, another CIA asset, because that's exactly what she is. She's controlled opposition. And I want to show you, friends, you know, again, they're selling her to you as a freedom fighter, but I want you to see her backtracking when she's talking forth concerning all the nonsense coming from CNN. Here, let me remind everybody who CNN is, okay? Communist Network News. The ratings are so bad that the president of CNN had to retire, okay? No joke. All the outlets throughout the United States of America, namely the mainstream media and the newspapers, all go out of business. And somehow or another, while they're being demoted, they're actually being promoted. Anybody pay attention to that? Yeah, we see it all the time. We think that someone's under attack when in fact they're not under attack. What they're doing is promoting them. See, they're initiating Isaiah 5:20 all over again. They're putting forth the lie for the truth. And what they're doing is they're playing psychological games with the American people, and they're manipulating the minds of the people. That's why you hear people all the time say, boy, I don't even know what to believe anymore. Well, I can tell you what to believe, the Word of God, and trust that the Lord's going to anoint you, and trust the fact that he's going to give you eyes to see and ears to hear. He gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey, Acts 5:32, not to those that disobey. So if you ever wonder why, how is it that you know this stuff? Because he shows you this stuff. We serve a living God, friends. Our Christ is not on that cross anymore. He sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, just so you know. Let's watch Marjorie Taylor Greene apologize when she's confronted by CNN. Again, pay attention, friends. They're the only ones that are allowed on these networks are the ones that are playing the game or the controlled operatives, okay? Listen to this.
Congresswoman, you posted on X that President Trump...
Oh, we're going to just go ahead. Okay, maybe that's too big of a file. We'll just go ahead and play.
Congresswoman, you posted on X that President Trump is, with his comments, fueling a, quote, hotbed of threats against you. Obviously, any threats to your safety are completely unacceptable. But we have seen these kinds of attacks or criticism from the president at other people. It's not new. And with respect, I haven't heard you speak out about it until it was directed at you.
That's right. That's how it works.
Dana, I think that's fair criticism. And I would like to say humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics. It's very bad for our country. It's been something I've thought about a lot, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, is that I'm only responsible for myself and my own words and actions. And I am committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately, to put down the knives in politics. I really just want to see people be kind to one another, and we need to figure...
wait a second. So we have corruption in the halls of government that are lying, they're stealing, they're murdering, just like their father, John 10:10, as you all the well know, and she just wants people to be kind one to another. No, there is no kindness in the judgment that these people deserve, friends, because their consequences, regardless if they're sorry for what they did or not, there's still consequences to lying and stealing and murdering, okay? So why she's up there apologizing about anything, I'm just here to tell you, she's not even close to crossing the threshold of what needs to be done in this country in addressing the corruption, because the American people have yet to come to the realization of the threat that comes not from without, but from within towards us and towards our freedoms. And what is it that we need to continuously highlight on this show before the American people actually figure out how it is that they're under attack by their said representative governments? I'm just curious. And she's sitting here crying all over herself, apologizing to CNN and others for bringing up this political rhetoric. And notice what this Dana White had said. Or Dana, is that her name? Dana White. No, Dana Bash, her name is. Anchor Dana Bash. Is talking about, it's interesting how you didn't care about any of these attacks that Donald Trump was committing against other people until he turned on you. That's right. That's exactly right. That's how it works, friends. Nobody cares until it hits home. And then when it's them, then all of a sudden the whole thing needs to be turned up and everybody needs to be getting serious about what's going on in their country. But again, I'm just asking the question, friends. Where is the justice? Where is the judgment coming from the conservatives? I mean, you're sold a bunch of nonsense, friends, concerning what's going on in this current administration, that he's a conservative, yet he's doing everything he wants to do without reserve, without congressional oversight, and yet we're sitting there listening to the best that we have in this country, telling us that she just wants kindness? Well, guess what, friends? Sometimes when people are breaking the law, and the cop has to pull someone over, metaphorically speaking, figuratively speaking, sometimes it's not done in a way that's nice and clean and cut. Sometimes it gets a little messy, friends. And isn't that, again, what our forefathers taught us? Why the American people put up with this stuff and haven't come to the realization that these people are all on the same team. That's why we don't have any justice. That's why justice is never served up that protects our liberties. Because they're all together in it, capitalizing off the American people little by little. And you're hearing crickets right now, friends, because that's all we get to hear. There is no justice. And as long as we don't have justice, and as long as we want to just keep throwing out the resolve that the Lord offers his church in goodness and righteousness in the halls of government, if we don't want to do it his way, this is going to continue. Bradley, you say it all the time. I know, because Americans, you still haven't learned the lesson, have you? You're still allowing this to go on. That's what sickens me to the core. And some will say, well, that's so extreme. No, it's extreme what's happening to us. It's extreme what's happening to the innocent babies and the innocent children in public schools that are being illegally. I mean, I can go around the board right now. It's extreme what the Supreme Court is doing concerning marriage and the removal of God's law. I mean, it's sick is really what it is. And the Lord promised to turn that nation into hell. And so if we don't want to hear as to the resolve that the Lord gives us to bring about the answers that we say that we want, then again, that defines insanity, because you're doing the same of the things that you weren't doing before all over again. Now, I want to take a step over, because it's interesting that I seen the best that the conservatives have today. There's a girl out there, a lady out there. Her name is Ali Beth. And she's talking about Candace Owens, and she's incredibly powerful, said Ali Beth. And I want you to hear this, because this is the message of courage giving unto the American people by the conservatives of the day. You have to listen carefully as to what she says. And notice how she adds strength to tyranny, and I'll expose that in just a moment, concerning Candace Owens. Okay, listen carefully.
Beth speaks about why people refuse to call out Candace Owens.
Well, I can tell you first that there is no incentive to comment on anything that Candace does or says. One way or another, you're going to make people angry if you do, possibly including Candace herself. And anyone who has ever gotten in Candace's crosshairs knows that if you do or say something that she perceives as subverting her, she will retaliate with 10 times the force that you approached her.
And this is the courage coming from the conservatives.
Character assassination. And she's got an army of very loyal followers who feel very emboldened to amplify her messages.
Listen
on
to her
social
carefully.
Yes. So there is much well-founded hesitation, I would say, and in some cases, fear that some people have.
Fear of Candace Owens.
People want to disagree with Candace publicly or push back against her at all.
Why is that, friends?
She's got that massive audience. She has a lot of power. The number one podcast in the world as
the number one podcast in the world, Candace Owens. Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Seriously, she's allegedly speaking forth truth to power, and yet her crowd, her listening audience, is growing day in, leaps and bounds, week after week, month after month. And we're supposed to be afraid of Candace Owens. No, No, that dog just ain't gonna hunt when it comes to this platform.
You want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did.
Okay.
If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
So let me show you something really quick here. 281-845-4704, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. I just want to show you on a personal media page right here. So I reached out to Candace on two occasions to get her on the show, okay? So you see the little picture on the left, Messenger. I'm showing people, listeners, I'm showing people the fact that she answered the message, but she knows who I am. They all do. Because it's not just Candace Owens, friends. It's Andrew Tate, all CIA affiliated. It's also Alex Jones, who told you that. It's also Nick Fuentes. Look at the timing of him coming out of nowhere, friends. It's not just him, friends. It's all the rest of them. Tucker Carlson, who lied about being CIA affiliated until he was called out on his own program. I mean, the list goes on. It's controlled narratives. That's what it is, okay? The people that you hear from are those that they want you to hear from. And thank God for radios. Radio stations. Thank you, Father, or friends. We need to make sure that we never get rid of radio for the importance of the fact that I'm giving you a message that counters these controlled operatives and their narratives, okay? Because they're all being bought and paid for, which I'm going to show you. Now, what I want to do is I want to go back and show you this Ali Beth. I have no idea who she is. She's sitting there telling people, we understand why people don't talk out against Candace Owens. She's got the largest platform in the world. Isn't that amazing, folks? She's never been deplatformed. She's saying all of the hot, she's hitting the hot topics, we're told. But yet she's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but she hasn't been deplatformed. Just like the rest of them haven't. Unless you're an independent journalist or you're an independent radio host giving information that counters their narrative and exposing the Candace Owens, the Nick Fuentes, the Tucker Carlsons, again, the Megyn Kellys. I mean, some of them are so embarrassing that anybody listens to them. I got to give you the names at least so you can hold yourself responsible for the content that you're listening to concerning the reprobates that are giving it to you. Okay? It's just that embarrassing. But again, friends, let me go back to this because Ali wants you to know it's just not a good idea to talk out against Candace. No. Candace, jump on. I mean, nobody loves Candace Owens more than Candace Owens. She is the go-to girl. That's what she is. Somebody take this and send it to her. But she already knows I'm here, just like Alex Jones does, and just like the rest of them. They already know that the talking points that they're continuously covering are those that they're told to cover. I'm going to show you that in a moment here, okay? But listen to the rest of this nonsense. Ali tells everybody, you know, it's probably not a good idea to go after Candace. This is the courage that the conservatives are selling you. Don't ask me, just ask Ali, because she sticks both feet in her mouth at the end of her message. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Doesn't surprise me at all. She is incredibly talented. She's got so much influence, probably more than anyone in right-wing media. And, you know, she talks a lot about this kind of David versus Goliath dynamic on her podcast. But the truth is that Candace is a giant. And
wow.
So I am talking about this.
She is a giant. It sounds like someone's smooching, doesn't it? It sounds like someone's trying to get on Candace's show. Sounds like someone wants to get on her show. So she better pay the price so she can climb up that ladder. No. Candace is controlled opposition. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you too, there's a brand new video out there concerning the head of Charlie Kirk's security detail. And he was on Sean Ryan. Y'all know who Sean Ryan is? You do know that he's CIA too, right? He'll tell you he's CIA. So, see, folks, the ends are always conducive. And what am I talking about? Well, listen, when nobody believes the narrative, what they'll do is then they'll take another media influencer that's paid by the same people. Hey, folks, here's a question you need to answer. Why do they all have security detail? Hey, listen, why did Charlie Kirk have security detail? Why did he have Benjamin Netanyahu's security detail? Hey, folks, why does Sean Ryan have security detail? Why does Tucker Carlson have security detail? How come Candace Owens has security detail? How come they have millions of dollars, and why are they all interconnected with what's going on politically? Because they're all in it together. When are you people going to figure it out? Sean Ryan's another one of those. Now, go back to the security detail that I was talking about because Sean wanted to know what happened there on that fateful day we're sold by the mainstream media, right? What took place when Charlie was shot? Okay, that's the narrative. That was the question by CIA operative Sean Ryan. And so, by the way, I'm not buying his narrative. I'm not buying his narrative at all, because the guy gets up there and he starts talking about how Charlie, after he was allegedly shot in the neck, he got down on Charlie and put his finger in his wound on his neck. By the way, he's lining his narrative up with the FBI that nobody believes. His security detail is. And he was talking about how he put his finger in the hole, yet we've watched military experts, EMTs, the list goes on, that talked about what took place there, and every single one of them said there should have been blood all over everybody concerning that shot that was taken. Yet there was no blood. Let me say it again. There was no blood. I can go into detail after detail of suspicion concerning what has not been answered, outside of the fact that the whole crime scene was immediately covered up, which is a crime within itself. All of these cameras that TPUSA had that were close up on Charlie, not one of them's been released. But speaking of Candace Owens, somehow or another, she's got it. Again, she's the go-to girl, okay? And I'm telling you, and you can mark my words on this, friends, it's going to come to nothing, because that's her job, is to bring it to nothing. Mark my words. That's how you know they're controlled opposition. Go back to the security detail. At the very end of it, okay, he said he did what he did within 16 seconds. CIA operative Sean Ryan says to him, boy, that was really quick. I've never seen it happen that quick before. But again, remember, friends, on the videos that were released to us, outside of the fact that they were, for those that didn't know, doctored, there was no blood. There was no blood anywhere. Not only that, but there were EMTs that were pushed away from the car that Charlie was supposed to be getting into, the Tahoe. There is no film footage from the hospital whatsoever. Just to prove what I'm telling you right now, friends, just go online. I don't care what server you go to, and say, where has Charlie Kirk been buried? Guess what? There's no place that he's been buried. Nobody's clarifying anything here. More questions are being asked all the time about it. But let me go back to the security detail with Sean Ryan. At the very end of it, Sean Ryan, CIA operative, who has another huge platform because it's been given to him. It's interesting to note that he asked about the Israel connection and how Charlie was separating himself from the Israel $150 million that was offered to him. If that doesn't tell you the operation going on here, friends, I can't help you. But you know what the security detail said? No, Charlie's always supported Israel. I've never heard him talk against Israel. What are they doing, friends? They're all driving the same narrative. And what's even crazier is when you listen to all of these conservative talking heads that everybody knows of, they're all saying the same thing, that Charlie Kirk has been assassinated. Did you know that a majority of the people that are an independent journalist, the ones that are out there that are actually seeking to know what the truth is, do you know that a majority of them do not believe what happened there? Do you know that a majority of them don't even believe that Charlie Kirk is dead? Did you know that, speaking of Candace Owens, she even said on her show, if you want to believe her nonsense, but in this case, she can blurted the truth out in her confusion. I want you to hear this. She said, I can see why nobody believes the narrative. Of course you can't believe the narrative. Folks, you can't believe a thing that they're saying. It's propaganda. I'll tell you another thing that's happening right now is TPUSA is being busted for Israeli money. This is old news, and there's 1,000 different things to expose what's going on. The interconnection between Erica Kirk and her family into the military-industrial complex, and I'm talking about the Israeli military-industrial complex, and Donald Trump, before they even knew who Charlie Kirk was, his dad was also affixed and connected and adjoined to Donald Trump as well. So folks, when people say they're not sure what's going on here, I believe more than anything, it's nothing but smoke and mirrors. But let me go back. That was just a little rant there for you. But I want to go back now to this Allie Beth, who is just schmoozing up to Candace Owens like crazy business. We need to be afraid of Candace, friends. I want you to listen to the rest of this and listen to what she says at the very end of all of her fearful spewing forth and promulgation of, we need to just beware of Candace because she's a very powerful woman. She's got the largest platform in the world. You better ask yourself, Americans, why that is.
anything. Certainly not because there is an incentive. I feel no pressure to do so. I feel a responsibility to give my audience, my listeners and viewers that God has entrusted to me, the same thing that I always try to give you, and that is clarity and courage.
Clarity and courage. Talking about God. She's talking about a different Bible here, friends. Again, this is the American version of the fangless Christianity that they offer up to promote and promulgate fear concerning those that are driving the narrative. Now, I want to play this really quick for you. I got a couple phone calls up here, but I want you to listen carefully because I brought this up before, and some people said, what are you talking about? And, listen, this is Candace.
Going to replace Charlie Kirk, okay?
Look at the arrogance.
Kings are born. You don't just get to depose and tell us that we're going to follow this individual, okay?
Listen.
I'm one of the Masons of Turning Point USA.
Yeah, Bradley didn't say it. Candace told you she's a Mason. Is she telling you that she's a part of the club? Oh, she's been telling you that for decades. When are you going to wake up, people? Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, folks, I get worked up on this, but I just want to say to Andrew Tate, Sean Ryan, Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity. Sean knows me. It's PR people. We know each other. Interesting. Also, Candace Owens, she responds, but she doesn't respond. These people, you need to get again into your head and your heart. They're scared to death of real questions. They're scared to death of people calling them out for who they are. Okay. Also wanted to give a quick shout out before we take these phone calls. WZXI 1280 AM, 94.1 FM, 95.1 FM, Lancaster, Kentucky. Thank you for your trust. Three new radio stations just picked us up. We totally, again, appreciate your trust. And folks, this is how we keep the ball rolling the other direction. Roll forward, Zion. I want to make one more point, and then I'm going to take these phone calls. You have to understand, friends, and I'm going to play it one more time. When the Vietnam War succeeded, remember JFK was assassinated 2 days later, Johnson reversed the order for military-industrial complex to make $2 trillion off the blood of over 58,121 of our boys. I just want to make clear you understand. They use your kids for foreign wars. Just ask Kissinger, that pedophile. But do you remember when Johnson said, this is famous, and he famously said it. He said, when I lost the famous broadcaster during that particular time in the 60s, he said, when I lost him, I lost the Vietnam War. They need these individuals, friends, to keep the war that they create alive. Because without these media influencers to continuously manipulate psychologically the people, the game is over. And one of the things that I do when I look at the Word of God and I see how the Lord says this is how you bring about the resolve, the way that you put a stop to this is when you hold the mainstream media and all of their CIA-controlled affiliates accountable for their crimes. They do not have a right to lie, okay? They do not have a right to propagandize. They can call it whatever they want to, but anything that stands against law is null and void. They need these that I'm calling out, because without them, they lose the war, okay? These ones are the ones that are hanging the carrot in the face of the people to keep it alive. Mark my words, they're going to bring it to nothing, just like they always have. Listen to Candace again.
Those of you who think that you are going to replace Charlie Kirk, okay? Kings are born. You don't just get to depose and tell us that we're going to follow this individual, okay? I'm one of the masons of Turning Point USA.
She just told you. She just told you who she is. Here's some more information. I know people don't want to hear it, but here it is. Candace Owens is receiving the same money that TPUSA is. She's tied to the Rothschild family and Sons. I have it right in front of me on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's all interconnected. For anybody to close their eyes to the truth of this, I don't know how I can help you. Is there any justice? Is there any justice, friends? That's all I'm asking you. No, there's no justice. Do you understand the importance of them keeping these controlled operatives and keeping the people worked up and bringing it to nothing time after time after time? That's what it's all about. That's what this is all about, is keeping the people worked up. Now, I wanted to spend some more time on Turning Point because there's a lot of information coming out about the dark money that's going through TPUSA, and it goes right back to Erica Kirk again. And isn't it interesting, too, speaking of all those conservatives, nobody's pointing the finger where they need to point the finger. They're through omission, ignoring the elephant that's in the middle of the living room, aren't they? Yep, that's exactly what they're paid to do, once again. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take Bev from Wisconsin. Thank you for holding on, Bev. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up the fact that with Fauci and all the crimes he's committed against the people.
Yep.
If you look at when he was abusing all those bugles, how come nobody brought any charges of animal abuse against him?
Oh, I take precedent with human beings over the animals, though the Bible says to be kind to your beasts. The fact of the matter is, if you were to bring up the fact that Fauci was abusing animals, you would probably see the powers that are tolerated raise up these sleeper cells across the country to rise up against anybody that would dare abuse an animal. Because for some reason, there's more opposition against that than there is against those that are murdering babies in the womb. And I'll tell you what, that is a sick-minded nation. It truly is.
1,000% agreed. But I know people who have been charged with animal abuse. And yes, people do take priority over these animals.
Yep.
But nobody brought charges against him for his crimes.
No, because they're spending so much time, Bev, they're just spending, as you all the well know, and this is what 345 million people need to awake to. We see them commit the crimes over and over, cycle after cycle, administration after administration, and we see them protect each other. This uniparty system protect each other. And that's what the American people have to stand up against, because if the American people, and again, you're only going to hear this until it runs out. And I believe that we're running on empty right now. But the fact of the matter is, if the people don't bring justice concerning corruption, they're going to steal everything that they have, and they're going to bring that nation to ashes, because that's what scoundrels rule over. And they don't have enough common sense to see that when they take everything away and everybody's already been genocided, that there's nothing else to take. And then what they do is self-implode. And that's what this is going to come to, because listen, especially for what I do here, warning the American people over and over and over again, and it still remains the same. That shows you that they're gluttons for punishment. They're daring the justice of God at this point, Bev, and they're getting it, and it's going to increase more and more.
I agree, and I've...
I'm here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I agree 100%, because I have friends who they just believe in the Charlie Kirk, and I've tried to reason with them. They won't hear it, and they claim to be following Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you are.
Yeah.
And then we end up in these huge arguments.
Yeah. Well, there is no argument. And the fact of the matter is, they know it, because there's no argument that can stand against the word of God. And that's why people want to know, why am I so abrupt? Why do I draw the line? Because there's no debate when it comes to the word of God. And when we believe it and we speak it forth by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost concerning the words of Jesus Christ himself, there's no debate. And that's why, in fact, why the Pharisees had to basically conspire against him and take him by night. They couldn't do anything in front of the people, because if they did it in front of the people would have rose up and stoned them for the crimes that they committed during the nighttime. They're devils. That's exactly what they are. And so is Anthony Fauci. And so are those that are protecting Anthony Fauci. They're protecting him because they're protecting themselves. We got Ed calling from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, Bradley. Excellent show. This, the week coming up on the 62nd anniversary of the death of John F. Kennedy.
Yep.
And very timely in a lot of ways here with the synagogue of Satan. I do concur with you about Tucker and Candace. I'll take a little bit of this, though, when Christ told the disciples, if they're not preaching against us, they're for us.
Yep.
In the sense that they are getting some information out there, even though, like you say, they dead-end it. They don't get to the next level and try to figure this whole thing out, like you, Jeff Rentz, and to a large extent, Stu Peters. So my view is this.
Correct.
There is a tip of the spear.
Yep.
And it's led by Bradley Dean and Stu Peters and Jeff Rentz, and perhaps over in England there, Michael Walsh and different people, Paul Craig Roberts, formerly with the Reagan administration. And what I use as my telltale for these people you're speaking about, notice that Alex Jones and Candace and Tucker, they have websites, they have their show. None of them, and I spoke to you a few weeks ago about it, Bradley, none of them will look at the Rentz.com and the whole how he has pretty much solved who killed Charlie Kirk or who took the shot. That man in the green plaid who used a Chicago palm pistol. It's as clear as day now. Now with the 60 frame per second video that he's showing right now on Rentz.com. Even if somebody could say it's AI or whatever, or we're mistaken, they won't analyze it. Alex Jones has refused to link to that video. That video should be talked about by Candace Owens. It's been mentioned in her comments, and that's as far as it got.
That's exactly right.
That's what I wanted to say. Yeah. And,
Thank you.
And just to tie it in with JFK, if I could. Bradley, have you read the book Final Judgment by Michael Collins Piper?
No, never heard of him. Sorry.
Oh, he's the man who in 1996 cracked the John F. Kennedy case. He was a writer for the American Free Press, a newspaper known before as the Spotlight. Those are the shoulders of the giants that we stand on today, Bradley. John Wayne, before he died, helped launch. He was an initial subscriber and contributor to the Spotlight, which later became the American Free Press. And you can get that book at AmericanFreePress.net. He literally cracked the John F. Kennedy case. He ties in Jack Rubenstein to the whole thing with Saul Eisenberg, the whole story of the Jewish killing of our president right before our eyes.
Yep.
Jack Rubenstein is the Rosetta Stone.
Hey, man. Well, hey, Ed, I appreciate guys like you, and I just wanted to let you know, thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it. I love your energy as well, my friend. I truly do. Stay in touch. Love hearing from you in a big way. Stacy calling from Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota. Thank you for holding on, Stacy. What say you, my friend? Do we have Stacy? I think we lost Stacy. So with that said, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up more of this tomorrow. I do want to let you know, you can see it right here online. Candace Owens, glorified, tied to Rothschild and Sons. She is the go-to girl. I would love nothing more than any one of them to take them to task, any politician to take them to task, so you can see what Bradley's made out of. I don't think people get to see that because not a lot of people have the intestinal fortitude to actually call in. And they don't want real questions. Nick Fuentes is another one, friends. They're all controlled opposition. And as our friend from Utah, Ed, just said, they always lead us to nowhere. It always comes to a dead end. And you can mark my words on Candace Owens. All of her information. And by the way, shame on the likes of others that are out there trying to tie their little wagons to Candace Owens. You should know better than that. And you're the ones that are supposed to be the truth tellers. And yet you're making reference to the things that she is saying out of context. I would suggest to you that what you do is pull back a little bit and just look at the words of her mouth and pay attention in particular to the things that she's telling you when she's telling you that she's a Mason. And that should tell you right then and there as to take a step back and understand that you're dealing with controlled opposition. And that was one of the points that I was going to make earlier too. And I just want to end with this, if you don't mind. My phone's ringing over here. Yeah, here comes Stacy now, right? You know, one of the questions I have for you is, why are all these radio shows, let me just take it to Charlie Kirk. Why did Charlie Kirk have, first of all, why did he have hundreds of millions of dollars going through TPUSA? There's three versions of it as well. Why is it all tied to Israeli money? Why did he have security detail? Why do any of them have security detail? Hey, folks, he did 149 college events. I should pull these things out. Because who you're listening to, and I don't think a lot of people have taken the time because of the censorship over here. Well, this guy's only got so-and-so. He's only got, you know, he's only got 250,000 views every week, and yet he's got 22,000 friends on. Yeah, that's called censorship, and Rumble's doing the same thing that YouTube has done. They've set themselves up to the final stand. That's what Rumble has done. Is they've set themselves up to those that need to run to another platform. They've set them up to do the very things that they're doing to those people that have been led now to Rumble. The same thing YouTube did, okay? And we're still waiting for a lawful precedent. I'm talking with, and I would consider an acquaintance of mine who is on the cutting edge of this. We're waiting for this to crack concerning Facebook and the illegalities of our First Amendments by big tech companies and government corruption. We're waiting for that case to crack because when it does, we're going after YouTube and we're going after Facebook. Bradley, we've been hearing this for some time. Well, I'm telling you, You know what? The only thing I can do is wait for it to happen. I'm already plowing my row. I'm waiting for them to plow their row, because once they're in, we're going in as well. And I'm certain, friends, millions of Americans are going to go in concerning the crimes committed against our First Amendment by the government, corruption in government, and by not just federal, but also state governments for not upholding the laws and condemning the crimes of big tech companies. But also, friends, when you contemplate other issues that are going on, how they have free speech, but it doesn't apply to us. And what am I talking about? Do you remember when Donald Trump, he just received, what, $24 million from YouTube for them pulling his channel? What about us? Do you see what's going on here, friends? See, these people think they're above the law. This is what I wanted to say. Why the security detail? I'm just curious. Do you know that I've spoken over 3,000 times publicly? Do you know that I've done over 365 public high schools? Do you know that I've done college after college after college? Hey, here, let me just take it back to all of their source, say they. They say that Jesus is their Lord. Is that right? Here's the question. Where was the security detail for Jesus? Where was the security detail for the apostles? Where was the security detail for John the Baptist? I'm just curious, all of you frauds that claim to be Christians. Where was their security detail? They were hidden under the shadow of the Almighty, weren't they? They understood who they were in Christ, right? When the Lord said, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you. They were the ones that understood, like Abraham did, that the Lord was the shield of their salvation. Isn't that right? Doesn't the Bible say that the holy angels of God encamp themselves around those that fear the Lord? Doesn't the Bible say that those that would rise up against the righteous, that he would what? He would smite them through the loins. See how the promises are for the church and not against the church? Didn't he say that he would not be slack to repay them to their face that hate them and his kids? Isn't it the Lord that said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm? But yet these carnal men that are deceiving you into believing that something that they are not, they want you to believe that they're Christians. Line that up with scripture. That's all I'm saying. Line it up with scripture, people. You tell me why they have to have security detail. You tell me why they have to put that little show on for everybody. What is the message? We're better than everybody else and we need security detail. We need to protect ourselves from those that we're going to. Well, I'll tell you what, over the last 30 years of ministry, I've been doing something seriously wrong according to the mind of carnal men. And yet, no matter what I've done and no matter where I've gone, because I've done nothing that I've always done before and I'll always continuously do it under his covering, knowing that the Lord shall cause thine enemies that come out against thee one way to flee before thee seven ways, that still applies to me. That still applies to those that are under the blood of Jesus Christ. And yet we have to go pay for security detail. We got to show everybody we're cooler than everybody else. And people love it. They love it. I'm embarrassed for you. Absolutely. I want to say this one more time. I was just standing in front of the White House just a couple days ago. And it was absolutely amazing to me how they had to keep, they're raising the fence up in the front. I believe it's at 13 feet now. They got to keep raising the fence. And behind the people's, listen to me, the people's White House, you can no longer go to the back of the people's White House now. It's blocked off for literally three blocks now. You got to look at it at a distance. Does that sound like somebody that serves we the people? Because when you put that up to the 1950s, and I always revert back to this because I've got the documentary on it, Truman, President Harry Truman, used to walk up and down the streets with himself and a friend shaking the hands of his constituents. Is that time any different than today? Oh, absolutely. Maybe that time should signal all of us and alert us to the fact that they were still in part serving the people. And if you're serving the people, you don't have to worry about someone shooting you down like a dog. It's seriously, people have become so ignorant, and I want to make sure everybody understands this. The security detail that you see around these people and these controlled operatives, you need to understand that that's paid for by foreign finances to keep the controlled operative in line, not to just protect them, but to also keep them in line, just like the said president. Friends, let me say this. We're ruled by law in this country. We have no king but King Jesus in this country, and somehow or another, the American people have taken on that we have some sort of a monarchical system of government when in fact we do not. They serve us. We have a representative system of government, not the other way around. And when the said representatives are serving their people, they don't have to have armed security detail protecting them from the people. No, the people will be thankful. The people will be with them in on it. And as a matter of fact, and properly, and putting it into proper perspective, do remember that Americans, we are the government, and those are our said representatives, period. I'm going to go ahead and take Stacy, who called back. Stacy, thank you for holding on. I don't know what happened the first time around, but I lost you, but it's all yours now, my friend.
I just wanted to say, I think their story gets so bad, especially this Charlie Kirk thing with no blood, and we can see they were lying. It's because they're relying on their power, their money, and their narrative and these rituals that they cast on the lost people that are blinding them.
And the lying signs and wonders, yes, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not blinded by it. I see what they're doing. I know the Pope opens these big doors with all of... And they think they have authority, but they don't. Jesus has the final authority, and we need to pray more, and we need to be out there and bringing more people into the kingdom. It's the only solution.
Yeah, well, we got all the illegals here now, so we don't have to send missionaries out. That's the good news. So now they've come to us. It should make it a lot easier for us, right?
I do it every day. I always do.
Thank you, Stacy. Totally appreciate it. It really is true, isn't it? Do you know that the American church spends trillions of dollars to send missionaries to other countries? Those missionaries preach a gospel in a foreign country, a third world country, that they fail to preach to their own kids in their own backyard. That's shameful. Absolutely shameful. Folks, we'll pick it up tomorrow. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we'll pick it up in 23. See ya.